From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Every year, restaurants throw away as much as 10% of the food they buy, and that can cost the industry millions. But the cost doesn't stop there. This wasted food attracts rats, and when it rots in landfills, it creates methane, a strong greenhouse gas. In their quest to go green, some restaurants are trying to cut down their waste, and that includes some of New York's trendiest eateries. NPR's Eliza Barkley reports from the restaurant Lupa, owned by Food Network star Mario Batali.
This story begins in the basement kitchen of Lupa, where it's just 3 hours before the dinner service. Line cooks are tenderizing chicken, sorting olives, and pushing beets into the oven. It's already crowded, and there's a guest in the kitchen today.
The flash drive here. It does not have to be in the machine until you're ready to cook.
Andrew Shackman is president of a company called Lean Path. He's here conducting a grand experiment to see if he can get this kitchen to cut food waste and save money.
We're going to be measuring all of the food that we're throwing away before we throw it away.
He set up his company's square scale, the size of a cigar box, on one of the counters. A group of young cooks is huddled around him.
So anything we overproduce, spoil, expiration, or trim waste, we're going to put on this scale before it goes in the garbage or into the compost.
When Shackman is done, head chef Cruz Golaire takes a turn. He explains to his cooks how to weigh the food scraps in a mix of Spanish and English.
Un libro y medio, okay? Select food, vegetable. Boom. Vegetables, miscellaneous, we'll put this.
Then the cooks try it themselves. Line cook Glenn Osterberg looks kind of annoyed.
I have no idea how to work this machine.
It's now about 1 hour to dinner. The kitchen feels frantic and humid. Two cooks fight over where to put a huge pot of scorching oil, and Golaire learns there's a leak in the pasta tank. It's not clear he can handle one more thing to worry about. But Shackman needs to show Golaire how to use the software. They head into the chef's office.
What you're going to do every week is collect the data from the tracker. And you'll bring it back here.
How do I do that?
I'm going to show you. So
Golaire listens for a while, then he interrupts. He's getting nervous as crunch time in his kitchen approaches.
Okay. Thank you, chef. Okay. Appreciate it. Great day.
And thanks with that, Shackman is banished from the kitchen. He was there in the first place thanks to Mario Batali, Golaire's boss. A few years ago, the ponytailed TV star and his business partners decided to make their 19 restaurants among the greenest in the world. So they started to encourage chefs to buy local ingredients, compost, and save energy. When it came to reducing food waste, they thought they were doing a good job, but they weren't sure how to track and measure it. Then Batali's group heard about Shackman's company. It was helping big institutions like Stanford University Dining and the MGM Grand Las Vegas save thousands of dollars in food costs. Here's how. When cooks put food waste on the Lean Path scale, they identify it and why they're throwing it away, like overcooked meat or spoiled fish. The software then calculates what that food waste is worth. With that information, a kitchen can figure out how it needs to change, Shackman says.
Once we begin reducing food waste, we are spending less money on food because we're not buying food to waste it. We're spending less money on labor. We're spending less money on energy to keep that food cold and heated up, and we're spending less on waste disposal.
But Lean Path had never been tested in a small place like Lupa, where the chefs cook everything to order. So Shackman agreed to let Lupa try the system for free. After that day in the kitchen, Golaire spent a couple of months working with the system. But he ran into some problems. After the first week, some of his staff just stopped weighing the food.
You know, here they are working a sixth day, and it's their day off, and they're supposed to be off, and they're here working hard already. Am I going to break their chops about some sort of vegetable scrap that doesn't really mean anything?
Shackman believes those scraps do mean something when they add up over time. He says it's just a matter of making the tracking a priority, even when a restaurant is really busy.
When we get busy, we don't stop washing our hands, right? When we get busy, we don't cut corners in quality on the plate. So it's just a question of how do we adapt, and we've seen folks who are busy who find ways.
But Golaire couldn't find a way.
I've pretty much kind of pulled the plug, I guess you could say, in this thing. I didn't feel like it really worked in this setting.
It was tough to take the project seriously, he says, when most of what the restaurant throws away is stuff like onion skins that no one is ever going to eat. And he says forcing his staff to weigh onion skins took up precious time. His perspective, the manpower of weighing the onion skins was more costly than anything learned by doing it.
It's a very low margin, super competitive business. It's the crux of, you know, every environmental issue.
Despite the failure of LeanPath in the Lupa kitchen, Shachman is still convinced his system can save any restaurant money. But he's learned that the battle against food waste, like so many battles people fight, has to start with winning hearts and minds. Eliza Barkley, NPR News.